you know, we can make the KNFB reader run on the iPhone. That's not the problem, but you won't like the reading results. And you wouldn't. I mean, we couldn't produce an image that would OCR the text and be good enough to even come close to what we were able to do with the N82.
Really?
So a number of people, a number of various companies and research efforts made scanning products for the iPhone. Some of you have some of them. Some of them were free and a few, you know, 10, 20 bucks, things like that. Mostly they have not been optimally designed for use if you're blind. There's exceptions to that. There have been efforts to make them usable. But our goal in making the KNFB reader for the iPhone is to make an app that is simple to use and meets or exceeds the standard of the KNFB Reader Mobile running on the Nokia N82. Meets or exceeds that standard. Mm-hmm. And I think we've done it.
Good.
I think we've done it. So, without further ado, Hi Nguyen Le is here with me. He takes better pictures than I do, so I'm going to give him the first crack at doing a demo with the iPhone. And Hai is running an iPhone 5S and the KNFB reader running on the iPhone 5S. Hai, take it away.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon.
Now, I don't have a mic, but I do now.
Get the mic.
Okay, I have a mic.
There we go.
I'm learning to use my voice slowly over time, because I know during this convention I'll be using it a lot to answer many of your questions. I also have two kids. So I'm going to try to speak quietly but loudly. Now, first, I want to welcome you all to the 74th convention, and I hope that everyone is having a good time so far. And I'm going to run a demonstration today. It's the KNFB reader, and it runs on your iPhone. And I know many of you have been looking forward to seeing it and hearing it. So, without further ado, I'm going to put down this mic because I do require two hands to hold this iPhone. So, one moment.
Oh.
Home, messages, page 1, plus EVL. Page 3 of 6, page 3 of KNFB reader. Double tap to open. KNFB reader, file explorer, button. Settings, flashes on, button, take picture. Field of view report, turn tilt guidance on or off. Switch button, off. Page 1, text detection left document type, button. Select profile, button.
As you can hear, this is the home screen of our mobile reader app. It's very simple. We've made it as simple as we can. And to take a picture, I just touch the middle of the screen.
Take picture, button. Capture image of the document and reads the text.
And I go ahead and line up my document the same way that I used to with the N82, just by placing it flat on the page and lifting it up about 8 to 10 inches.
Take picture, button. Capture image of the document and reads the text. Take picture. Back. Text cut off on bottom. Room service. For total relaxation. Face and return. Wow.
Was that fast or what?
Yeah!
Navigate just like normal with voiceover.
Enjoy a cozy supper from the comfort of your own room. Please call room service at extension 7141.
Okay. very easy to navigate, very simple to use. This is an app that I hope all of you will get.
Remember my old coffee bag demos?
Oh, yeah.
Communications folder, Apex. Communication, Safari, Contacts, Hey, KNFB Reader. KNFB Reader, File Explorer, button. Take picture, button. Capture image, take picture, button. Capture image, take picture. Directions. Place coffee FLLTC or package in the F2048, 100% unground coffee. WRFFL. Catch for Wilmington, DC 20058. ILLF. 0.4R. Becoming Mary.
Okay, directions. So that's a very complicated picture compared to the one that Hi just took. You going to read something else, Hi?
Currency's easy. Do something hard.
Yeah, exactly.
Arnett, dear guests, we have experienced a failure of the hotel's wired high-speed internet system due to a recent power spike and the shutdown of the main power grid in our area.
Very practical. That's good.
We do have a wireless solution in place that is out of I ask. Arnett.
Okay, is that so, for real? Yeah, first they're going to cut the power to the hotel full of blind guys first. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, no, I can't contribute today. So, you see... this is a real functioning telephone.
Yeah.
And now I'm right back in the middle of my document. So, yeah. And that was the Democratic Party wanting money out of it. Hi, why don't you do another one?
Currency's easy.
We have dueling readers here. Snap.
The sports medicine patient advisor. Rotator cuff strain rehabilitation exercises. You may do all of these exercises right away.
Just listen
one.
To this one. Stop
just listen to shrug your shoulders up. Then squeeze your shoulder blades together. Then relax your shoulder blades down. Hold each position 5 seconds. Repeat 10 times. Do 3 sets. 2, 1 exercises A. Shoulder flexion. Stand upright and hold a stick in both hands. Stretch your arms by lifting them over your head, keeping your elbows straight. Do not raise them past the point of pain. Hold that position for 5 seconds. Return to the starting position.
Okay, so what I want to tell you about that picture, that's a document of mine that I gave to Hi. I said, here, you read this. This document has a lot of graphics spread throughout the text, which shows people who can see the page how to do this exercise. Now, it's a page my doctor gave me, copied out of the Sports Medicine Advisor book. And I was having rotator cuff difficulty, and she gave it to me. She said, here, do this. Then she said, oh, this is going to be, you won't be able to read this. And I said, no, it's actually not going to be a problem. and indeed, it is not a problem. So, gives you a good example of what you can do. Let me drag out a few more documents here, just so you can...
Do you have to be connected to the internet?
Do what?
You have to be connected to an internet.
No. You do not have to be connected to the internet.
Does it read currency?
It does not read currency in this version. It doesn't mean that it won't ever read currency. And I do want to say, I'm going to give a shout out to the Looktail.